town. That's the river. The town used to be down by the river. That was the main thing, I guess, because of, you know, being close to the water.
Yeah.
And then they moved them up to the railroad tracks, which are on the other side of town, or which are on the far west boundary now. That's why the town's up on the other, away from the river,
okay.
The other side of town.
Oh, all right, but you don't, do you refer to it in terms of you going down by the river or going up by the tracks or anything?
Well, if people happen to be going out of town, out west of town, every now, they may say out west of town, or they may say, I was out across the river,
okay.
And, which is, you know, of course, there's also the river south. So they say I went out towards Frostproof across the river or something like that, you know.
Who's Frostproof?
Frostproof is a town. It's in Polk County. It's in East Polk County, the far east corner.
I don't know where you're going anyway.
Yeah. Well, it's called Frostproof because supposedly no frost ever falls there, but it's an old wise fable.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty fun. No frost. Yeah, I never heard of that. That's pretty good. Okay, where are most of the large stores? The old and large stores, are they down on the main street?
Yeah, on the main street because after town moved, I guess everything sort of moved. I don't really know what happened to the real old stores, the old main street. But there were the older buildings that were like old brick buildings were there. Most of them have been removed, what few were there, and most things, like most of the stores are new, I guess. And they're not really modern or anything, they're just block buildings, you know.
Well, what's it now, are the better stores there, or do you have another store?
We have, well, when you say better stores, you mean like department stores or something like that?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, we have
Is there a dime store? Oh, okay,
you know, yeah, we have a dime store.
Okay.
We have, one gift shop. We have a school called the Variety Store, which sort of, they sell material, yarn.
Oh, yes, we have one of those, five and dime kind of thing.
Well, no, that's next door to the Variety Store.
Oh.
The Variety Store, the five and dime, so they sell material and shoes and toys and stuff like that also. But the Variety Store, they carry, like, working clothes and stuff like this.
Oh.
People, it's sort of, it used to be a clothing store and a department store. I mean, like when I say department, it had material and stuff. No, it just mainly catered to the working people, I guess, not working clothes. Yeah. And then there was another store, which was Miller's department store, I believe. And he has, he carried nice clothes. I don't know if he did a lot of business, but he carried some nice clothes. And a lot of people would trade with him, would order things, especially, you know, for him, that kind of stuff, because he didn't carry maybe everything in stock because it would sort of sit there and sit on the shelf.
Well, so you would say that they're mostly on the main?
Oh, right. They're right on Main Street. The bank's on Main Street.
Is that all the banks on Main Street too?
Yeah, only one bank.
Oh.
There are a few loan offices around town. And a branch bank from St. Petersburg, as far as this world, loan department in Fort Meade, which is, it's not downtown. And there's another loan place that isn't downtown. The phone company is not, or they're office is not downtown.
Where would you describe the financial area?
Well, I would have to say the Chamber of Commerce may be downtown because most of the business and the bank, as far as everyone, you know, on cash terms and their checking account and savings accounts downtown. So
okay, regular Wall Street.
Yeah, really. The only thing, like the phone company, you know, it's not really a financial district. I'm part of the financial district. Things have sort of branched out, I guess, because like the lumber yard burned down. And so they built a new lumber yard, and they had to go out, not outside of town, but they had to go away from the, right in the city area, or right in the town district. They had to go up, a few blocks from that, maybe a half mile from that area to build it.
Okay, all right. Now you mentioned that black community.
Yeah.
Okay, now are there any other kind of, like, ethnic background?
There are becoming a lot of Mexicans, I guess.
What would you call?
And
is there a slang for Mexicans?
Well, I guess there are a lot of slangs. You think? Wetback.
Yeah.
Other than that, we call the Cubans, Cubanos, maybe or something.
Well, what's the difference between a wetback and
wetback is from Mexico because they swim the Rio Grande supposedly, and that's why they call it wetback.
Okay.
You don't have any people that swim from Cuba. That's a long way.
That's true.
A couple have tried it. They haven't made it.